Hey, welcome back to your next lesson. Today we're going to look at three points, alarm points together. Now the reason I'm going to do them together is there is no possible way you can only hit one of these things. Right? You're going to hit all three. Right? And that is the alarm point for small intestine, which is conception 4, the alarm point for bladder, which is conception 3, and above that we would have the alarm point for triple warmer, which is conception 5. Now these are located just about one coon, as it is referred to, below the navel, the umbilicus, and the points all line up together. The size of the average man's fist will cover all of those points if you were to hit that area. Right. Now, a lot happens when you hit that area just simply because you are getting three points. Obviously, if you remember from the previous lessons, you will have all the yin meridians with that strike. Now, what is interesting about that strike is they are alarm points for all yang meridians, or all yang organs, sorry. So, strike to conception 4, 5, and 6, sorry, 3, 4, and 5. You have all the yin meridians, as I just stated. You also have small intestine bilaterally in the body. You have bladder bilaterally on the body. And you have triple warmer bilaterally on the body. You have, of course, the complete cycle of destruction, plus the cycle of destruction for yang meridians as well. Now, in a self-defense situation, this is a really, really, really good shot. And the reason it is because the bladder meridian and the bladder organ itself, the bladder meridian being as long as it is, requires a lot of energy to keep it running properly. Right. And the organ itself is also very, very sensitive. If you smack somebody there, especially if you use a grasping motion, and as I've stated before, grasping is the best way to attack the conception vessel, this person will evacuate their bladder because they're not going to be able to control it. I had a strike done to me by my son, a very light strike at those three points when we were learning alarm points up in London. The first time, and he did a grasp, a very light grasp, just below the knot in my belt, and I had to leave the floor immediately to go to the bathroom. Now, I did not have to pee before that started, but I sure did afterwards. And of course, Steve Stewart had a pretty good laugh, so did Kurt, but I had to leave the floor about every 15 minutes, and that went on for about an hour and a half. Right, so I know what the effect of that is. Now, you get somebody who is under duress, high adrenaline because they are attacking, and you strike that area, they're not going to be able to control that as I could. Plus, it was just a very, very light tap with some two-way action, of course, to get proper activation and a grasp. Now, three of these points, are hit in and down towards the pelvic bone, right? So you're going to hit them in and down towards the tailbone. A lot of the times you may end up, because of the angle, with more of a straight in strike, but that will also yield you a pretty good result as well. You won't get a knockout in that particular area. You could definitely use it as a setup for a knockout, because any alarm point works great that way, because by the time we get down there and where those particular points are, you're not in an area where the nervous system is going to overstimulated because of that particular strike. There's also a decent amount of muscle tissue still down there. You don't have any vital nerves down there, and the arteries are not in that vicinity. They are off in a different angle from there. So knockout point, no. Pain point, big time, right? You can cause an awful lot of pain and disable somebody very, very quickly on that point. So that will be it for these three particular points, and we will we'll get back together in a couple of days, and we will go over the next alarm point.